Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Chanel. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what you've been up to.
So I just celebrated the release of The Cuban Heiress, which is my most recent historical fiction book. It's set in 1934. It's set aboard a real-life cruise ship called the SS Morro Castle, and it was a ship that did a round-trip voyage from New York to Havana. And tragically, on its last sailing, it caught fire in the middle of the ocean. And so when I learned about the ship, I was just really interested in the story and the connection kind of between the U.S. and Cuban history. And so it was a really fascinating project to work on. So it's been really fun to be able to kind of, you know, talk about the book now that I've, you know, spent all this time working on it kind of in secret and to be able to celebrate the launch.
Yeah, this is very exciting. So talk to us about like your research process, because I feel like you have dived into Cuban history from different standpoints, like different major points, like from, you know, hurricanes to Spanish-American War, even just this cruise ship. So what's your process of like, do you read like nonfiction on the side and you're trying to like scour like inciting events that you're like, oh, like this would be a book to have, you know, to set your books there?
So it's kind of been a little bit of serendipity in that I typically have found the topic for the next book I'm going to write when I'm researching the previous book. Mm-hmm. So for example, the book before The Cuban Heiress was a book I published called Our Last Days in Barcelona. It came out last year and it was set in the 1930s. It was set during the Spanish Civil War and kind of centered on the Cuban effort to support the fight in Spain. And when I was researching it, I tend to, you know, like to look at kind of broader world events that are happening at the time. It might be something that I don't think I'm going to include in the book I'm writing because it's not necessarily germane to the topic, but it is, you know, often just gives me kind of a broader perspective of what's going on in the world and what might have influenced my characters at the time. And so when I was doing that with Our Last Days in Barcelona, I came across the mention of this cruise ship, the SS Morro Castle, and I had never heard of it before. And it, you know, you hear about the Titanic, you hear about the Lusitania. And so it was really interesting to me to have this, you know, maritime tragedy that kind of happened in, you know, fairly recent history. I mean, the 1930s aren't that long ago. And to realize it was something I'd never heard about and didn't know anything about. And so usually for me, it's kind of that spark of interest, that desire to delve deeper into a subject that really captures me. And so with this, you know, the more I read about the ship, there was just so much kind of natural mystery that surrounded the ship. And I'm always careful not to give too much away because some of it does kind of come out in the plot of the novel. But there were just a lot of mysterious circumstances surrounding the fire and a lot that is still kind of unsettled about the fire's origins and that last night on the ship. And so it just, you know, seemed like a topic that I could envision myself putting fictional characters into the setting and could kind of see the story beginning to take shape. And then once that happens, I really know that I've settled on, you know, the topic for my next book, and it's hard to kind of shake me off it at that point.
That's amazing. I love this process. And what kind of research do you do? Like in terms of like historical research, do you do like memoirs, newspapers? Like, you know, I'm curious, like, you know, do you, like internet research and stuff like that? Because we learn, I think like I learned, you know, Puerto Rican history in Puerto Rico, but like Cuban history is like a lot of it's lost because of, you know, the Cuban American conflict. Like, so.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, the research process for each of my books really depends on kind of the scope of the subject.
Yeah.
So some of the books, like when I wrote The Most Beautiful Girl in Cuba, there was a ton of material on, you know, the Spanish American War and Hearst and Pulitzer. A little less on Evangelina Cisneros, which was the real life character that is in that book. But for, you know, the most part, there was a lot that had been covered about that. So there were a lot of resources. When it's kind of a narrower topic, it really just depends on what's available with the Cuban heiress, and also similarly with The Last Train to Key West, which is another book I wrote about the Labor Day hurricane of 1935. In both those instances, there were investigations and the aftermath of the tragedies, where they really delved into, you know, what happened, who do they think was responsible, where were their kind of, you know, breakdowns that might have led to the tragedy or contributed to it. And so having those resources available is definitely a very useful research tool, and something that helped in this because you had a lot of survivor accounts. And while it was really important to me to fictionalize the characters, just because I didn't want to, you know, tell the real story of people who were on the ship necessarily, I wanted to understand what it would have been like, you know, in those moments, especially in that final night on board. And there's also been some really good nonfiction written on it. I put some, you know, recommendations in the back of the book in my author's note, if anyone wanted to read more nonfiction about it. And so basically things like that. I mean, if I can find photographs, I always love photographs. There were quite a few, because in the aftermath of the Morro Castle and the fire, it became beached off the coast of New Jersey. And it kind of became almost a tourist attraction at the time, where people would go to the pier and look at the ship. And so things like that, you know, having those images definitely helped me kind of get a sense and feel like I could kind of step into the story a bit.
I love this. All right. So let's chat some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
So I read pretty much everything. I do read a lot of historical fiction. I tend to read a lot of like advanced copies of books before they come out. So I read a lot of historical fiction that way. And then I personally really love suspense. I read a lot of thrillers and mysteries, which, you know, you kind of see a little bit in The Cuban Heiress. I definitely put more suspense in that book than I have in my past ones. And it was kind of my little homage to my passion for reading, reading suspense stories.
And do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
So a suspense novel I read recently that I really loved was Exiles by Jane Harper. Mm-hmm. I love all of her books. She writes these gorgeous Australian set mysteries. And I've never been to Australia, but I feel like she does such a good job of bringing it alive for the reader. Her books are so atmospheric and just the kind of books like I love to sink into, basically.
Oh my gosh. I have to add that. I have The Dry from Jane Harper.
Yes.
It's like, I'm like, it's on my TBR, and it's like, you just had me Australia. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, you should definitely. That one's so good. So that was my first, that's her first, her debut. And that was my first introduction to her. And that one's phenomenal. And I've read every single book she's published since. And it's one of those things where like, I think I'm on her, it's her fifth or sixth that just came out, but, it's hard as an author to have that many books be so good, and all of hers are phenomenal. So I love her writing. I highly recommend you check that one out.
Thank you, Chanel. So Chanel, tell us where you can find you online.
So I am on my website, which is chanelcleeton.com, and I have book club kits there for all of my books. And then I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, and I love chatting with my readers about books and answering questions.
Thank you, Chanel, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening, and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.